A missile attack on a market in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News, at least 16 people, including a child, are reported to have been killed in Russian shelling in eastern Ukraine. Another 31 wounded, people who did nothing wrong, says President Vladimir Zelensky. Secretary of State Antony Blinken scheduled to meet with him this evening in the capital, Kyiv.
We want to make sure that Ukraine has what it needs, not only to succeed in the counteroffensive, but has what it needs for the long term, to make sure that it has a strong deterrent, strong defense capacity, so that in the future, aggressions like this don't happen again.
Expected to announce another $1 billion on what a senior State Department official calls various investments. The 13th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season ties a record for this many this early.
Tropical Storm Lee is currently out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, but it is headed in the direction of the Bahamas. By early Friday, forecasters think it will have grown into at least a Category 3 hurricane. It is too soon to predict whether or not the U.S. eastern seaboard will be directly impacted or if the storm would turn away. The peak of hurricane season is approaching, though the season doesn't end until November 30th. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
High temperature on this day. Records are falling across a large part of the country.
The heat remains intense across much of the country, including millions over the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, back through the Plain States. Above average temperatures will continue for much of the country for the rest of the work week.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Moderna says its new COVID vaccine, expected to be approved this month, is effective against the BA286 Omicron variant. That's popping up in small numbers so far. The Centers for Disease Control had said that strain may be more immune evasive than others in people who've been infected or vaccinated, but new research suggests it may not be that much more capable of breaking through the protection. CDC says COVID hospitalizations are up 87% in the last month, but not like the spike that strained some hospitals last summer. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Phoenix area attorneys. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. Cordell Cordell.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. Attorneys for the convicted killer, Alex Murdoch, are filing a motion for a new trial. Murdoch was convicted in March of killing his wife Maggie and son Paul. His legal team claimed a county clerk had private talks with jurors and have influenced them. A little over 403 emergency calls have been answered by Yuma Fire in the last week. 82 of the calls were due to alarms, as well as down lines, poles, trees, and shaded structures due to severe weather. Police in Yuma have been looking for the shooter who shot a 19-year-old. This is an active investigation, and no suspects have been identified at the time. A ban on tobacco products will be finalized by the FDA in the next few months. The agency is still behind in its initial schedule. It first announced it would ban the flavor in April 2022 with an August of 2023 deadline. A school threat occurred at Crane Middle School. When police arrived, the investigation showed the threat was sent via text message. Officers were able to identify the person who sent the text as a girl at the school. The threat was verified to be a joke and deemed not credible. That's the latest from the YumaDailyNews.com newsroom. I'm Kendra White.
This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great event Saturday night, huh?
I think so.
I think so. I had fun.
Liked it. You know,
it was my first time. So we went to the Mike Mitchell barbecue.
Oh, you enjoyed the auction. Larry Smart does a great job and all that stuff.
I enjoyed the auction.
The Rod and Gun Club did a great job putting it all together.
The raffle, and we had like I said, it was my first time, and I also wasn't really sure because most events, you know, I have a table. I mean, either I have a table or somebody I know has a table, and I sit with all people I know.
Right.
And this time I didn't. I had two individual tickets. And so we ended up sitting at an open table.
Sure.
And so sitting with people we didn't know. And I have to tell you, I enjoyed that too. I love sitting with the people I know, but I enjoyed getting to know some new people. And
it's always good.
It was good. So we had a great time.
A big crowd.
It was a big crowd.
I don't know how many people. It was over 200. But,
yeah, it was big. It was, the room was full. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was good.
So, yep.
We had a lot of raffle prizes given away.
There were. I didn't win any, but that's okay.
Me neither.
Well, you were giving them away. You probably didn't have any raffle tickets.
I did not.
Yeah.
That makes a difference.
That's how you assure yourself to never win.
Well, speaking of fun events, and this one I will have a table at, but okay. we are going to be talking with Arizona Western College Foundation. We have Laura Narsbrough in here, who is the CEO of the AWC Foundation. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
And there is a schoolhouse soiree coming up pretty soon, I happen to know.
Yeah, we are super excited. It's our second year hosting the Schoolhouse Soiree, and it is becoming our signature fundraiser for the foundation. And, you know, historically we've had different events where we celebrate donors and the Hall of Fame, but this is really our opportunity to both do that and raise much needed funds to support the foundation and AWC.
Yep, and I missed it last year. I had tickets last year, but
I was sick. You were.
That's
so I had to forgive you.
I was like, wait, why did I not go? Because I know I had tickets.
Yeah.
And no, but my staff all went.
Yes, they did.
They did.
Last year was so crazy because, you know, October can be hit or miss with weather. And
that is true.
When we picked the weekend, you know, my colleague Gladys, she pulled out like the Farmer's Almanac for the past 5 years to look at weather. And she's like, we're going to be fine. And then, of course, the day before, what does it do? You know, late monsoon torrential rain.
And it was outside.
It was. Yeah.
Wasn't that nice?
It was fabulous. It worked out okay.
I know this particular Gladys, and couldn't you have told her, since it was in Somerton, this event last year, couldn't you have told her, I mean, your husband's the mayor. Does he not have any pull?
Right?
I mean.
Yeah, and being the mayor, maybe you should have some pull on the weather down there.
Exactly,
I don't know. Something.
You know.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, so
I love her husband, Jerry.
Oh,
Jerry's great.
They are a lot of fun.
They are.
and she is really, you know, a big driving force behind this. The Schoolhouse Soiree is really a passion for her, and she does a fabulous job helping coordinate and recruit people to come and donate. Mm-hmm. And this year we're doing it at AWC. In the Shoning Conference Center.
So weather will not be a factor.
Weather will not be a factor. And, you know, the thing I...
never mind. I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to jinx you.
No. Well, especially after this last weekend.
No kidding.
The record-breaking rain. No. We don't need that. But, you know, if you've ever been to the Shoning Conference Center, one of the cool things is it can really be kind of dressed up and fancy or more casual. And so it's a nice venue where you can really kind of make it your own space.
Exactly. Well, because I know that, you know, whenever we do an event there, April is always great about, do you want like the uplighting on the walls? Do you want your logo on one of the walls? Do you want you know, centerpieces, whatever. So absolutely. So I don't mind giving a plug for the Shoning Center.
I'm like,
April does a great job on our events.
Absolutely.
So.
Her whole team does a fabulous job. And, you know, it's nice because it's a big center and we always have a silent auction, and I will put out there, we are still seeking silent auction items.
Okay.
So if you are a small business looking for a tax deduction or just you love to give back, reach out to me because we are still looking for silent auctions.
Got it.
You know, we've got so much going on to celebrate. right. at AWC. And, you know, between the silent auction, we still have some sponsor tables open.
Okay.
But last year we had 252 people, give or take a couple. Yep. And this year we're aiming for 300.
Okay.
And
so a big event.
It is a big event. Oh. And we really, part of the celebration this year is not only to honor Tom Tyree and John Stratton, our inductees,
mm-hmm.
But it's also a celebration of the foundation's 60 years serving
wow.
AWC College District in the Yuma community. So it's a huge celebration for us as a foundation, and not just the college. You know, we've got a lot of history mm-hmm. supporting the community that I think a lot of people really aren't aware of.
Right.
You know, we are kind of behind the scenes support. And so people don't really, they're kind of like, wait, what do you do? Wait, you're having an event? I'm like, yeah, we enjoy getting together and seeing everybody and meeting new people.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And showcasing everything.
Well, and this time of year, I always refer to it as event season.
It is.
It is event season.
Is that right?
You don't refer.
It's kind of like dove season.
It's kind of like
together.
Dove season.
Dove season kicks off event season. How's
dove
that?
Dove season does kick off
That's
event
how you know
season.
It's coming, right?
It really
right.
does. Because there are a lot of dove events. And so, yeah, I mean, because it seems like every weekend, that's it. You know, I was actually meeting with the new CEO out at MCAS Yuma, and I made the comment that we have some great attractions in Yuma, but we... For me, Yuma is a city of events. I mean,
Very
we are
much
a city
so.
Of events, and it's important that you know when those events are. Mm-hmm. And it could be huge, you know, big fabulous events like the Schoolhouse Soiree, or smaller little events mm-hmm. like a wine tasting or an art class or a. But you know, I feel like there's always something to do.
There's a lot to do here, yeah. And I think a lot of people. Don't realize that
I
how much there is
get.
To do.
And so we were kind of talking about that, although, and then he teased me and said, maybe I should do this for a living.
Go to events?
No, you know, talk about the great things that Yuma does.
And go to the events. That's how she learns.
I do that too. I do that too. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I just know that, you know, this time of year, you know, I had friends, they're like, hey, let's get together for a weekend. I can't leave Yuma on a weekend for like the next 3 months.
That's when you tell them to come down and see
oh,
all the
will.
Cool things
they
we
will.
Have.
They
yeah.
will. They were here last year for a couple of events. I'm guessing they will be yeah. this year. So walk me through the Schoolhouse story a little bit. So I get there because mm-hmm. clearly, unfortunately, like I said, I would have preferred to have been at the event last year.
Yeah.
So we start out with like a cocktail hour,
we
silent
do.
Auction. Okay.
We have a cocktail hour from 6 to 7. And then during that time, people will be able to peruse the silent auction items.
All while getting lubricated.
Exactly. There's a method to the madness.
Got it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If that's what they choose to do,
yeah.
you know. Some people, you hop them up on caffeine like me, and, you know, they'll, you know, I hit Amazon all day with that. So maybe we hop them up on some coffee and tea, and they'll hit those tables.
I don't need either one. It's one of those things about the competitiveness.
Yes.
It's like, no, I have to win this item.
Right? Well, and we've got some really cool things coming out. We've got some experiences. You know,
Yay.
People really like different experiences
oh, yeah.
to bid on. And mm-hmm. so we're really excited for some diversity of that.
Okay.
And then we have our program will begin, and we welcome everybody, of course, and we have an amazing dinner planned, you know, and it's not buffet. Everyone comes out, and you get served, and you're relaxed and mm-hmm. enjoying yourselves. You know, of course, you've got to have charcuterie table out because you've got a grace.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, and then we have some amazing student speakers
okay.
that really speak to the impact that people like our Hall of Fame inductees have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times you think, oh, you know, Tom Tyree's this, you know, he's this big figure in education in our
mm-hmm.
community. He started out, you know, just being a humble teacher.
Yes, he did. Yes.
But I think sometimes, you know, people don't realize that he still has this direct impact
mm-hmm.
on students, just like John Stratton. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's a legend around AWC. He was one of the most winning coaches that we've ever had.
Oh, John, yeah.
Yeah. An amazing man. And to this day, students around know who he is. He's like a living legend. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's awesome for people to hear from our students about the impact that they are still seeing from these leaders in the community. And then, of course, we get to hear from these amazing leaders themselves about, you know, what they've done to support not just higher education, but K-12 and the community overall. You know, it's education, whether you're athletics, teaching, you know, you name it, it impacts all of us. You know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the advantage of being the executive director of the chamber is that I know these people, you know, and I see their impact because kind of before the show we were talking about how much happens behind the scenes that people don't see. I see some of it, but, you know, I see all the amazing things they do. But with that, we have to take our first break. We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
This is more like what we would expect in early September. The temperatures are warmer, more September-like today, tomorrow, and Friday. And then as we head into the weekend, Mother Nature doesn't quit, and it looks like the potential for some record heat Saturday and Sunday. Excessive heat watch over the weekend, by the way. Today, just normal September heat, 102. Tomorrow, 105. Friday, 107. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
World War II.
Korea.
Vietnam.
Iraq.
Afghanistan.
Since 1914, the Veterans of Foreign Wars has united Americans from all walks of life with one common purpose, to improve the lives of combat veterans, service members, and their families. VFW programs foster camaraderie among United States veterans of overseas conflicts. Serve our veterans, the military, and our communities, and we advocate on behalf of all veterans, including Mariners. VFW brings services, vital information, and critical assistance to those who need help right now. It doesn't matter how old you are, where you served, or when you served. You belong here. Our VFW Post 8242 members support one another by meeting at weekly events and activities throughout the year. Need help filling out VA paperwork? We've got you covered. You may even find a mentor to help you navigate through your next stage of life. Come talk, play bingo, karaoke, enjoy a beverage, or just sit in silence. We won't judge. VFW Post 8242 on Highway 95 next to the Big Tank. Yes, you belong here.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And of course, we have Russ Clark.
Of course.
Good morning. Of course.
Thanks.
I need you here to push the buttons. Sometimes not the ones on the board.
I do that.
We know.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Right, exactly. And we have Laura Narsborough, the COO of the AWC Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Laura, one of the reasons that I had asked you to come on the show this morning was when we were talking about our sponsorship and everything for the Schoolhouse Soiree, we were talking about all the different things that the foundation does. And it's kind of like you have some of the same things that we have at the chamber. You think that you hear the chamber and you think, oh, they have cool events.
Right.
And you don't realize that that's like the tip of the iceberg of everything that we do. And the foundation, I kind of feel, is the same way. Everybody, we think scholarships.
Absolutely.
You know, which
are huge. That is a large part of what we do.
Absolutely huge. As a mom with a child in college, I am very grateful for any scholarships that, you know, because they do take a good chunk off the bill. And it allows, especially for people who couldn't afford college otherwise, to go. So scholarships are huge.
Absolutely. But, you know, it is a small part of what we do. Really, our role is to support every aspect of the college district, whether it's Yuma, La Paz, South County. And we have over 300 different funds that we manage. And scholarships are about a third of those.
Okay.
But we also manage funds for capital. And a lot of people, when they hear of capital work, they think just building and nuts and bolts and brick and mortar. But that also includes, like, equipment that depreciates over time. And, We write small grants. We support different programs across AWC. We support the Law Enforcement Training Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a grant for some really cool training equipment that they are now working in collaboration with YPD and the Sheriff's Department for collaborative training.
Right.
And I've been told that the next time they get together and do one, I'm going to get to participate.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
What does participation look like?
Well, I don't know. It's a breacher door, so I don't really know, but I think it would be fun.
Get to kick down a door.
Yeah, exactly. That would be awesome.
You know, that's like, you know what?
A little stress relief.
That sounds like a great business model. Yeah. You know, kind of like those rage rooms, except we get to kick down doors and
stuff. Exactly. Yeah. And learn about what our partners in law enforcement do.
I kind of want to get in on that.
Yeah, you see that? You like.
Exactly. Yeah. So we support all sorts of partnerships. Another one, you know, our presenting title sponsor this year is YRMC.
Okay.
So a huge shout out and thank you. And, you know, as our workforce development programs continue to evolve under Ratika Dewan, we support those efforts.
Who I cannot say enough positive about. Just
why? What's holding you back?
Ratika.
She makes me tired
because
just
there aren't enough words
her.
in the English language.
She makes me tired just thinking about her. She's one of the busiest human beings I know.
I know.
And, you know, with supporting that, we support the Small Business Development Center. We help them raise funds for donations.
Another great, I mean, sorry, I'm going to take us down a little rabbit hole another great organization. Mm-hmm. You know, people kind of look at us. That we send people to them and they send people to us all the time because people go, how is SBDC different from the chamber?
Right.
And it's because the chamber, we're more macro.
Mm-hmm.
We are worried about the business environment, making sure we will do some micro stuff. I do on occasion meet one on one with a business and develop a marketing plan or things like that. But we are very macro as far as making sure that legislation does not harm our local business community, that we are bringing people into the businesses, that we are whatever. SBDC does an amazing job, though, with those one-on-one consultations and are able to personalize everything. And so we end up partnering a lot because business success requires both.
Well, and you know, the cool thing about the foundation, because SBDC is associated with AWC, we're able to help support their fundraising efforts. Mm-hmm. So when they were doing their moonshot event, the sponsorships came through the foundation. So we'll help advertise, push stuff out, find sponsors. And, you know, I'll put a plug in because Crystal Mendoza is amazing. That whole team is amazing. And they're always looking for
Crystal
support.
Is absolutely great.
You know, they're always looking for support.
We were kind of joking. Crystal's in my first lunch after she started and we got together and we decided we were going to, you know, talk. How can we collaborate? How can we better work together or whatever? Turned into a 3-hour lunch.
Oh, yeah. Easily. She is so innovative and passionate. And so that program is a lot of fun for the foundation to work with. A great example of how we are not just scholarships.
Well, and it's also a great example of we talk about, you know, one of the things that Laura, you and I talked about before we came on air and I'll bring up was, you know, we're the Yuma County Chamber is hosting the Arizona Chamber Executives Conference next week. And I got to choose one of the sessions. And my choice of session was education to industry partnerships. And Dr. Kaur and Tom Tigree have graciously, they were both available and have graciously agreed to come talk about that. But this is the perfect example of that because SBDC is still education, but it is educating small businesses and small business owners on how to do business better.
Exactly.
And so it literally just all ties together in one
package. It is really a community effort. And that's why when I say the foundation supports AWC, but we also support the whole community. We're just kind of in the background doing it. And so, you know, that's one of the perks of working for the foundation is the ability to impact the broader community. Mm-hmm. You know, the food incubator project that's evolving, we support the funding for that.
Right.
And so that'll be a great way to continue to support small business growth and education at that different level. You know, we do so much from, you know, working with Flynn and YRMC, with Ratika and Trudy from the hospital, We help support that funding. We are supporting the community orchestra now and work with that thanks to grants from our partners at Arizona Community Foundation.
How about Sheriff Wilmot? Do you support?
Oh, he's amazing.
Are you sure?
I am. He was our Hall of Fame inductee.
What?
He was our Hall of Fame inductee last year.
His picture's up on the wall when you go to the boardroom. Yeah.
I got a note from him.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
She said they are such, he says, they are such an integral part of our local academy. There is no way we could have be so successful. Dr. Cor Ratika, the academy director, Alfonso Zalva, made it all possible. Can't thank them enough.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. That's awesome.
See, and you said you supported me before I read that.
Yeah
that's nice.
Well, and that's kind of, we got talking about it, and I went, because like I said, mentally your head goes to scholarships for students, which are hugely important. I'm not trying to downplay that at all, but I don't think people had an understanding, and that's why I wanted you to come on today, was to explain how much more the foundation supports. It is truly community-wide.
It really is. And, that's, like I said, one of the pleasures of the job is we are the vehicle to support all of these programs and projects. Right. We always say if you have a philanthropic mindset, or if you know of grants, you know of things to help support the college, come talk to us.
Right.
Because we help facilitate all of that on behalf of the college. And, it's amazing because we've even helped support a building project. A lot of people, if you don't know, the library has been renovated recently. Mm-hmm. It is open to the public, which I didn't know until I started at AWC. And we had an amazing lady who, back in 94, when she passed, left us, the library district, and I can't remember the third one for the life of me. I meant to look it up. But Miss Nedra Williams left us a third of her estate. And so when it came time to renovate the library, we were able to match a grant for $1.2 million to support that. And the foundation is so proud and honored to be worthy of supporting that. When people trust you to help support things that they are passionate about, that is truly an honor. It's people don't realize all the cool things we do. We even had donations of a bunch of fire extinguishers for our law enforcement training academy. Who would have thought? We accept donations property.
They make them do fire extinguishers?
Well, yeah, it's the fire academy.
Oh, the fire academy.
Yeah, the fire academy. Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking you had all the police officers out there doing
fire. Well, I would hope
the
police officers know how to use a fire extinguisher, too.
We have them in the little boxes in our hallways. Hopefully somebody knows how to use that sucker. Don't rely on me. Yeah. But maybe I need to go talk to the fire people and say, can you guys teach me?
Exactly. It's funny. I was a camp counselor. And when I was in college over the summer, and that was part of our camp counselor training, we had to learn how to use we got to. They actually, pulled the pin, and we got to actually use the fire.
I'm calling our fire science guys when I get back to the office. I want a little hands-on,
Exactly. they don't do a lot. I got one sitting in my kitchen, next to my stove, but it doesn't do you a lot of good if you don't know how to use it.
Exactly.
I didn't know you knew how to use a stove, but that's good.
Well, there is that.
Minor details.
I'm going to have to go out to AWC. They have that brand new food incubator, and it's walking through that kitchen is.
I cannot wait for that to really launch and to start getting business owners coming in and learning the ins and outs of starting your own kitchen
it's so
exciting.
Impressive.
It really
is. It
is
just so.
Starting your own commercial kitchen. You mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I need help in my own kitchen. Maybe Kim does.
Yeah, but if I learn how to run a commercial kitchen, I'm certainly hoping that would at least help me in my own kitchen, too.
Yeah, I think, it's like when you own a business, you don't want to go home and do what that business is, right? My mom was a dog groomer, and our dogs were never groomed. So.
Well, with that, we have to take a break. We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Mm-hmm. Go with your gut. Go with Dynavite. 70% of your dog's immune system is based in the gut. So for overall health, good nutrition is vital. But how can you be sure your dog is getting the nutrition they need? A diet lacking proper nutrients can present issues like itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. Dinovite. Dinovite is the delicious nutritional supplement created to boost your dog's overall health. And the reviews are incredible.
Poor Sam. He was a mess, always itching. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dinovite, I started to see improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Right now, try Dinovite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at Dinovite.com/radio. That's Dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, at the bottom of the hour, I do have a few announcements. Speaking of events and event season, we have a lot of events at the Chamber coming up. First of all, I did mention we're hosting the Arizona Chamber Executives Conference next week. And while that is not open to the public, I'm sure you will be seeing these chamber executives downtown. We are having some local speakers. It'll be great. But what we are having next week still is Good Morning Yuma. And so I'm just going to do my best to be two places at once. It's just fortunately Good Morning Yuma starts at 6:30, and I do not need to speak at the Arizona Chamber Executives Conference till 8:30. So we'll be doing Good Morning Yuma. Our program is going to be with Carol Brown. She is going to be speaking on dementia and different things that you can do if someone in your family is showing symptoms of dementia or diagnosed with dementia. And we are also going to be doing kind of a brief update on the chamber. We every month do a new member orientation where new members see all the tools and gadgets that we have for members to use, right down to, you know, how to make changes to your chamber webpage, because every member has at least one chamber webpage and they can go look at their analytics for it. They can see how many visitors they've had to it, how many people have gone from their webpage to their own webpage. We've got a lot of things that chamber members, as we've changed over the years, a lot of chamber members were very fortunate, have been members for a long time, but don't necessarily know all the changes that we've had at the chamber. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that too. Speaking of new programs that we're having at the chamber, we have the community calendar now, localyuma.com. Please go visit localyuma.com. We are getting more and more events listed on there all the time. In fact, right now, I do believe the first slide on our slider is the schoolhouse array that we've been talking about. But it's a great way to go find out about all these events so that you're not missing out on things, you know, because I always hate it when I find out, oh, somebody did, you know, this cool class or something, and I find out about it 3 days after the fact. So we're trying to prevent that so that people can discover all of the fun things we have to do in Yuma. Also, we will soon be launching, we've already had businesses sign up, our Yuma County gift card. People will be able to purchase gift cards that will be able to be used at multiple locations around Yuma County. And when I say around Yuma County, so far we've got businesses San Luis, Somerton, Yuma, the foothills, and we are talking to a few in Welton. So I truly mean Yuma County. We will probably even be reaching out to Dateland and Tacna at some point. So doing our best to make sure it is a Yuma County gift card. So it's kind of a one-stop shop kind of place. So we will be officially launching that at Good Morning Yuma on September 14th. Our next mixer, mixers are always the fourth Wednesday of the month, except on, actually, I shouldn't say that because I think this one is the last one that's the fourth Wednesday of the month for the year. October, we have our Mega Mixer and Expo. And November and December, we move it back a week due to the holidays. But we're going to be at the food bank. We are going to be asking everyone to please bring donations to the food bank. And so that should be a great one. Doing the walkthrough for that one later on today. So excited to see what they have planned. Of course, we have our Mega Mixer and Expo coming up. Those are October 28th is the date of the Expo. Please come out. We only have 12 booth spaces left. So if you're thinking about having a booth, I mean, Russ is giving me looks in here. So
hey, I had one last year.
You did, and it was lovely.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And so, yeah, we only have 12 spaces left. So if you're thinking about it, you might want to get on that.
I don't have a costume.
You don't have a costume. Well, that's for the Mega Mixer the night before. You don't have to have a costume for the day of the booth. But that's open to the public. It'll be at the Yuma Civic Center, October 28th from 9 to 2. It is a great day. We do have a costume contest for kids. We ask all the businesses to have candy so we can do trick-or-treating. We are also working with a couple of youth organizations to set up tables so that we will have basically little, like, fall or Halloween crafts to do. So it's a great event for families to come to. Plus, you can see all the latest and greatest things that our local businesses have. I know that AWC has a big booth, you know, so you can find out all the new things that are going on at AWC. I know that the airport always has a great booth. AEA Federal Credit Union, theirs was super cute last year with all the witches' hats. And then I'm super excited to announce we are introducing two new events this fall. The board just met yesterday, so feel totally comfortable. We kind of been doing kind of soft, you know, talks about this so far, but nope, these are a go now. On Saturday, November 18th, we are doing a foodie tour of San Luis, Arizona.
Oh my gosh, how do I get involved?
Exactly.
I want to go.
Exactly. So we will be taking a bus. The location is to be determined. We're trying to make it the chamber office. We will be taking a bus down to San Luis and visiting probably, it's looking like right now, 6 different restaurant or food locations in San Luis. I can already confirm Rolls and Bowls will be a location. Colorado River Valley Roasters.
Their
coffee is they're confirmed. Panchitas is confirmed. And we are in the talks for three more locations. And so we'll go, we'll have kind of a sampling of their food and their beverages and just have a lovely day down in San Luis, seeing what all the San Luis restaurants have to offer. And then as long as we're having fun, let's move into December. And on December 9th, the morning of the Electric Parade, but we will be done long before the Electric Parade, we are going to be introducing Duck Duck Putt. Duck, duck, putt. Duck, duck, putt is...
Sounds like golf.
It might be as close to golf as I could get.
Sounds like golf.
I don't know. I've golfed with you, Laura.
I know. That's true.
Duck, duck, putt is another family event. The chamber membership is getting younger, and so we are trying to make sure that we're starting to bring things in that people can bring the whole family to and still network, get maybe a little bit of business done. So Duck Duck Putt, we are taking over Z's Fun Factory the morning of Saturday, December 9th. We are having a golf tournament on the mini golf courses.
Oh, my
So
gravy.
It is putting only, you know. So, again, family, you know, I mean, because five-year-olds can play mini golf, you know, and 95-year-olds can play mini golf. So we the whole gamut, we want everybody to be able to come out, just have a fun morning. So there's the putt aspect of it. Where's the duck come in? The entire thing is going to be rubber duck based because after we are done with our mini golf tournament, we are going to be racing rubber ducks in their bumper boat pond. And
that
so
is hilarious. I love it.
And the ducks will be numbered. People will be able to purchase ducks. Ducks will be $10 each or 6 for $50. Just like we're talking about with the foundation, mm-hmm. Where does this money go? It goes to the chamber so that we can help small businesses. We're working with a local restaurant that's having, you know, and so it helps us fund things that help keep our small businesses in business.
Yep.
And so basically the ducks, $10 each, 6 for $5. The first place winner, whoever's duck crosses the finish line first or actually makes it to the point of the finish line first, will win $1,000. So everything is going to be duck themed, including that's why we're calling it Duck Duck Putt. So we've got our little rubber duckies. We're mini golfing. Russ, it is going to be a super fun event.
Tell me about this duck race again. You buy a rubber duck.
You buy a rubber duck for $10. Well, you rent a rubber duck for $10. You don't get to keep it.
You don't get to. Oh.
Yeah. And your rubber duck will have, and the rubber ducks will be numbered. They'll have a number on the bottom. So when you're watching the race, you won't be able to see who's winning.
And how do they race again? Where do you put these ducks?
We put them in the bumper boat pond at Z Fun Factory. You know where they have the bumper boats?
Yeah,
it's a big pool.
But how do the ducks move? Because it's waves going
on. Like a leaf blower to.
So there is a little bit of water movement, but what it looks like is going to happen. We're going to test this out numerous times first. But the theory right now is they have a couple of industrial fans that we will use to blow the ducks across the pond gently.
Westwind RV Park did it this last winter for their people that live there all winter long, and because they have a little pond out there, their little golf course, and they took a leaf blower.
And you can take leaf blowers.
It was hilarious. It was great.
And so the ducks will swim from one end of the pond to the other, and then we will have pool noodles to catch them at the other end, and they'll come to a point.
Catch the ducks.
And whatever duck hits the point, because there will only be one duck that fits there, we pick it up, we look at the number on the bottom, and whoever's number that is wins the $1,000.
I think it's rigged.
I want to see you out there wearing like a duck hat or something.
Pretty much not going to happen.
I know, but a girl can hope, right?
Yeah. And so it should just be a super fun morning that people can bring their families to. We're going to have everybody start hitting their golf balls at 9 o'clock in the morning, figuring mini golf doesn't take that long. We'll be done by 10:30, 11 at the latest. Zine Fun Factory then is providing pizza and soda or soft drinks for everybody. And then Aloe is sponsoring the lunch. And then we'll do the duck race. And everybody still have plenty of time to get to that parade at 6 o'clock that evening. So.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Aloe. They are sponsoring two of our silent auction gifts that may or may not have, the big Yeti items. So just throw that
exactly.
out
they do
there.
A lot of Yeti stuff. So
yes,
yeah,
they
so
do.
We don't have a lot of time left in this segment, but let's get back to Laura Narsborough and AWC Foundation. And Russ is still here giving me funny looks about the.
Oh, we're going to talk about AWC again. I was surprised.
Yeah, we're back.
We have so much going on at the chamber. I could probably fill a whole show myself right now, but.
That's why I said somebody needs to come.
Laura and I could step outside.
In talking with AWC Foundation, I in learning all the cool things that they do, and not realizing that because we were talking about like the medical equipment down in San Luis. And walking in there, it's stated. Because you can't learn that stuff. Without the equipment.
And that's part of what, we do is we help raise funds, small grants, donations, you name it, to help purchase that equipment and make sure that our students have the state-of-the-art, equipment and tools that they need to learn and help grow our community. If you're out there at the chamber mixer and you see the AWC table and see all of the stuff going on and you want to support some of that, give me a call because that's what we do.
Yeah.
And, the schoolhouse soiree this year, our goal is to raise $60,000. Last year we raised $42,000 and it was our first year ever attempting it. Mm-hmm. And that was because of community support, our sponsors, the folks that donated the silent auction items, and donations in general. And so our goal is $60,000 this year. We'll have the silent auction. We are doing a paddle raise. If you've ever heard of one of those, you come in and you'll get a paddle, and then we'll do kind of a, who can support us for $50? And they raise their paddle, and we run around, and, so it's kind of like a pledge to support.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so, we'll have the paddle raise at all different levels for people that want to donate while they're there to help us reach that goal. And we're getting close. So come with your paddles or come with your, shameless plug, come with your debit checkbooks. Card, checkbooks, and help us get there. We are super excited. We have some amazing sponsors this year. Not only support from you and your team, we've got YRMC, who's our title sponsor. We got Foothills Bank, who's our second tier sponsor, and we still have sponsorships available for the $1,000 and the $2,500 spots. So if you're a small business or a big business and you're interested, give me a call, because it's going to be a great event, and this money will go to support our needs across the campus. And we have so many things. People say, oh, you've got all this construction and stuff going on. We do, but there's always a need for support,
right?
And we all understand that. And so we're excited to be able to host and showcase some of the great stuff going on and really help people learn about what we do and how they can support any of our amazing programs, actually.
Yeah, I kind of like the fact that it's called Foundation, because I kind of look at it as, if you think about building, the AWC Foundation is part of the foundation of the college.
The school,
exactly.
Which is such an important piece of our community.
Huge.
It is huge.
Exactly. And so with that, is it time to take a break, Ross? He's nodding at me over there. Okay, well, we better take a break then. We'll be right back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
What do you get when you combine the fun of a day out on the golf course with the thrills of bowling a strike or two, with the excitement of hitting a jackpot on your favorite slot machine? What do you get? All the fun under the sun. And that's what you'll find and more at Kokopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton. Plan it all at KokopahResort.com.
Bear down, Arizona. This is Wildcat football.
Throws to the end zone, caught. Touchdown, Arizona. Jacob Cowing, he's got the hat trick.
The Wildcats hit the road for the first time this season on Saturday when they travel to Mississippi State.
And off to Wiley. Wiley to the house.
Kickoff is at 4:30.
Touchdown, Arizona. Jayden Delora.
It's all on your home for Wildcat football.
Arizona Wildcat football on 560 KBLU. Brought to you locally by Chevron.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we have Russ Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is giving me funny looks all morning this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He should have brought him
some caffeine or something.
I know, I guess. And so we have Laura Narsborough with the AWC Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
So, Laura, when did you get started at the foundation?
4 years ago.
Because you started not long before we met, right?
Exactly.
Because I think we were both new.
Yep.
And Art Morales decided we needed to golf together.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And that's always a hoot. If you know Art, it's always going to be a good time.
It was. Because we had Art Morales and Mario Haragi with Spindle Cooling and the two of us.
Yep.
And I remember when Art asked me and I said, Art, I run golf tournaments. I know how to do that. Ask me to run a golf tournament. I got it.
Right.
I know the basics of golf, but seriously, I am not a golfer. And I did understand it was a scramble. I've run golf tournaments. I knew that it was best ball. I'm like, Art, really, I'm just not really sure that I'm the person that you want on your team. And he said, oh, don't worry about it. I don't think Laura's ever picked up a club.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. It was. And he says, well, get there early and I'll show you, some things. And I think it took him like 3 minutes to realize it was hopeless.
It was not hopeless. You were hitting some good balls that day.
But it's certainly not like Mario and Art were.
No. They definitely had to carry our team along with a few $20. Hey, can we take this drive? We'll pay her $20.
Exactly.
But it was a fun day. It didn't matter.
Exactly.
So you started not long before that, too, just like I did.
Yeah. And I'm a lifelong educator. I grew up in Yuma. And so I was Palmcroft, Woodard, COFA. And, lived in Yuma, you know, my whole life except for when I went off to college. And, you know, it's so exciting for me to be in a different realm of education than what I've ever been before. You know, I've taught, I've been an administrator, done professional development, and now at the foundation, I get to serve a broader framework of education in the community. And so, you know, it's just a lot of fun. It's a great place to work. We have incredible leadership. They have so much energy that you can't keep up.
Is Lori Stoft still?
Lori Stoft is.
I totally understand not being able to keep up.
She's the VP of Advancement and serves as the executive director for the foundation. And
who I love to death. I mean, I mean, actually, you know what? So far, everybody that I've worked with at AWC, I would say that about.
And I honestly, at the foundation, I think we have the best team. You know, I'm just going to say our team is without a doubt the best. Sorry, guys out there, but it's us. You know, and so, Lori is innovative and charismatic and has some crazy musical talents and things back in, you know, behind the scenes, if you don't know. So she's a lot of fun to work with.
I always like to watch her on Facebook when she's, because she always posts this crazy names of her next band.
I don't have that creativity. Lori and Gladys, because that is definitely their forte.
I was going to say, and is Gladys ever not smiling?
No, she's not. You know, we did one of the personality assessment things, and she's got the wow factor. And turns out I'm like, the linear thinker, organizer person. I'm like, okay, thank goodness for Gladys. She balances me.
We all need that. It's okay.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We took one of those personality things, and we discovered that Anna is our cleanup crew.
Oh, there you go.
Anna goes behind all of us, and we go through like a tornado, and then Anna comes through, and she fixes and puts together all the things that we left out.
You know, that's our assistant, Jen, to a huge degree. She definitely keeps Gladys and I on track. She's, thank goodness for her, because she makes sure we're accountable and following through when things get busy.
Exactly. So what made you want to go to the foundation?
Well, you know, I'll be very honest, and I tell people this story all the time. When the job arose, I looked at it, I said to myself, who's the AWC Foundation? What do they do? I mean, that looks like a great job description. That looks like it would be fun and a cool learning opportunity. And so, you know, I really studied up, and I was like, this is very cool. How come I didn't know about this? You know, being in education forever. And so, I applied, and here I am 4 years later. And so it's exciting to be at a point in our growth where we are starting to expand. You know, we're really trying to go from a receiving foundation to an asking foundation. You know, we want to be proactive in the community. We want to highlight everything that we do to support AWC so that people know who we are. You know, if people don't know who you are, they don't know you exist to give to.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, and if they don't know what you do, then they don't want to, because I know AWC Foundation clearly, but if they don't know how much impact you have on the local community, it does make people less likely to give.
Yeah, and we like I said, we manage 300 funds, and we're a $6.8 million nonprofit in the community. I mean, certainly not the biggest, but nothing to shake a stick at. We're very proud of that, and the foundation is striving to grow right alongside AWC and the Yuma community.
But all of those things are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is. You know, when we talk about, because $6.8 million, you're like, oh my gosh, you give that. Again, if you're thinking scholarships,
it doesn't go as far as you think.
Exactly. But when you suddenly think about the fact that it's AWC Foundation that had to help equip the new medical program down in San Luis, that is helping equip the law enforcement academy,
welding,
the fire academy. Welding, the different construction things, think about all of the equipment that students need to use today. Yeah. You know, I mean, I got an engineering student in my house, it's like, and hearing about the different equipment, his 3D printers and his,
those are so cool. And we've helped secure 3D printers for several programs
as
well.
Crazy,
they are crazy expensive.
They are crazy expensive because we're not talking just the little home-based ones where you can print something that's 6 inches. You need some that are bigger to 3D print some of the parts that we're talking about.
One of the cool programs we've supported for the last 2 years, first under Sam Colton and now under Jim Larson, out at the Welton Manufacturing Center, is a program where we worked with them to secure a grant to get 3D printers and a plastic extracting thing. I went out there to see it. It was super cool. But their goal was to bring in middle school students.
Okay.
And the middle school students would write their own little research project and plan. They mm-hmm. learned about recycling. And then they learned about this equipment and got to see it in action. Mm-hmm. And so that's another great example of the unique stuff the foundation supports.
Mm-hmm.
The Veterans Art Program is another one. It's free to vets and their families. And it provides, it's a ceramics class, and it provides just a creative outlet and a place where people who have lived the same types of experiences can mm-hmm. get together and spend time every week creating things and talking. And, you know, that's another unique program that people wouldn't think the foundation supports.
Right.
And so, you know, and everything, like you said, is expensive. It costs money to run a free program for our local vets or to work to provide support for our middle school students coming in. Mm-hmm. If you guys have ever heard about the South County Math Program, you know, the used to be called Gadsden Math. Now it's expanded. It's South County, and it's math and English college level now. We support that program. We raise money for that program. So we do such a diversity of things that mm-hmm. We're just excited to share, you know, out there in the community about what we do, because our community is growing. And thanks to people like you and Julie Engel with Greater Yuma. And, you know, there's so many things growing and happening here mm-hmm. that we have an opportunity to support and be a part of. And so it's really important for everyone out there to know who we are, know what we do. We will always come and speak at events, whether it's a Rotary or, you know, mm-hmm. some sort of group that, you know, might want to know more about, you know, the foundation, and the college and what we do. We just want people to know who we are. And even if you're not in a position to support monetarily or some fire extinguishers or who knows what, it's cheer for us, you know, root for everything that's going on, because, you know, word of mouth and sharing how great the community mm-hmm. is huge for us across the board in the region and state. We're very proud of that.
And that's something I always say. It doesn't cost anything to share something on social media. So if you can't, if you can't afford to support it monetarily, you know, a share, a like, telling somebody mm-hmm. about it is absolutely always great.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook, you know, follow us on Instagram. We're more active on Facebook. I guess students are a little more active on Instagram. Our generation, we're definitely much better with Facebook, not going to lie.
Yeah,
and a lot of businesses are out there on Facebook. And you'll see us push out stuff, you know, like the Small Business Development Center, Vet Art, scholarship season. We just finished up with our fall awards, and it's really now that time of year where we start pushing in to bring in funds for the programs. Mm-hmm. And it happens year round, but, you know, things go in cycles in big organizations. And so, you know, it's never a dull moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, we're always excited to come out and meet new people. The folks from Aloe are new friends of ours.
Yep.
And Abel from Aloe, he's just a blast. If you've never had a chance to go to lunch with him.
Yeah. Energy. Speaking of tornadoes, so real quick, so when again is the event? How much does it cost to go, and how do mm-hmm. I get tickets?
It is on October 6th from 6 to 10 with cocktail hour at the Shonan Conference Center, mm-hmm. and we have 300 seats. We're just over half capacity, still looking for sponsors, still always accepting silent auction items. We're asking for a minimum of a $250 item. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're a business and you want to get together and say, oh, I can only do 100 or 150, partner up with
and we can
put together cool, you know, baskets or experiences. And we're going to have the paddle raise. We are super excited. Tickets are $100 if you want to go as an individual. And it's well worth it.
Mm-hmm. It's a great night.
Yes.
How do I get tickets? Where do I go?
You go to our website that the foundation. Why do I always I always get it backwards between, I don't know, I'm a hot mess. This is why I have Jen. It's foundation.azwestern.edu. I almost gave you our email. You can email us, too.
Well, you can email it, too, or you can go to localyuma.com because we've got a link right to it from there.
Yes. So. And we'll be on there on the new chamber flyer that's coming out, folks. So if you guys haven't seen that last time around for last quarter, it's awesome. Check it out.
Okay. So thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Baby shark, baby shark, baby shark, mommy shark, mommy shark, mommy shark.
The preceding show on 560. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.